Want to call this meeting to order. The meeting is called to order. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Rita Athus.
Present.
Trustee Dennis Barcima.
Here.
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Here.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Here.
Trustee Jacob Summer.
Present.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Here. Some of our trustees and staff are in person today for the Board of Trustees meeting, but their in-person attendance is voluntary. The meeting is still being conducted pursuant to Public Act 101-0640, enacted June 12, 2020, in Section 7E of the Illinois Open Meetings Act. The governor has issued a disaster declaration related to public health concerns caused by coronavirus COVID-19. As chair of the board, I have determined that an in-person meeting is not practical or prudent because of this disaster. As such, trustees may attend today's meeting by audio and visual conferencing and not by physical presence. Mr. Perry, would you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. You have a quorum present and appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Okay. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved, Mr. Chair. Gales.
Second, Herrero.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Rita Athus.
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barcima. Oh, sorry.
Yolo.
I was wondering if I was going to do that. I apologize. Trustee Dennis Barcima.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer.
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Yes, I was hoping we didn't have a coup when I was in the washroom. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees on June 17, 2021?
So moved, Athus.
Second, Gales.
Is there any discussion? Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Rita Athus.
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barcima.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer.
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Yes. I want to welcome any University Advisory Committee representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Greg Beyer, Felicia Bohannon, Peter Komentowski, as my father would say, or Peter Komentowski, Katie Jekyll, Holly Nicholson, and Karen Whidbey. Do any of you have any comments?
I do not have any comments.
Okay, so you say Towski and not Tufski.
Choman
Towski. Choman Towski. Why? Jeez. My father would be angry at me if he's still here. So, all right. Montel, did you get that?
I'm going to get that one already.
Are there any other comments?
I have a comment. Holly Nicholson, Operating Staff Council President and Web Manager in Enrollment Management, Marketing, and Communications. I mentioned earlier, I'm glad to be back in this virtual room after a couple of years. I was elected in July, and the issues that I'm focused on right now are staffing levels and salary, partnership with HR, and the work from home policy. And I'm excited to see how some of those issues will juxtapose with items that are brought before the board and how we can work together. I have some comments about what I heard today in the other meetings. I'm encouraged by the innovation mindset from RILA, which is a new committee for me. And in my years in shared governance, revenue generation has been more necessary as other funds become unreliable. And I'm just really impressed by, again, the focus on innovation and the support. I also appreciate the thoughtful questions and concerns regarding outsourcing and wages and BEP. Outsourcing is obviously a concern because of the fate of the staff, the pay rate of the company coming in, the lost service to campus, possible poor service standards, and lost convenience. And these things are always on top of mind when outsourcing comes up. And I appreciate that we have a board who is in tune with those issues and asking questions. And I encourage the continued questioning and bringing up of concerns related to that. And then my final comment was regarding an interesting conversation about outdoor Wi-Fi. And I just wanted to share that a concern was shared with me about a year ago about a need for students with access to Wi-Fi not in buildings, especially in Rockford, where students were actually found putting themselves in unsafe situations in order to have Wi-Fi for online classes. And again, this was about a year ago. I did bring it up to the work from home technology group and someone in IT, but this is an example of how we need to think outside of our traditional students, our traditional staff, and our DeKalb campus borders when we're considering things like Wi-Fi access. And that concludes my comments, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Holly. Are there any other comments? Hearing none, we will continue. I have some comments. I would like to thank Trustee Barsema for his leadership of the board for the past 2 years. Dennis, you're a tireless worker and visionary for NIU, and I've learned a lot from you. And along with Vice Chair Athus, I plan to continue your legacy of hard work and diligence, helping President Freeman and her team to continue to accomplish our vision and our mission. I'd also like to thank our board for seamlessly moving into new committee roles. And I'd like the public to know that everything we vote on has been researched and debated through 2x2 meetings in compliance with the Open Meetings Act well before this meeting. There's a lot of work that goes into these meetings that might not always be apparent to the public observer. Even though our board doesn't always agree, we always keep NIU and our students as our number one priority. That's the most important thing, and thank you, board, for the work that you do. We also recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, there are no public comments this afternoon.
All right, thank you. We'll now move to the President's Report, number 152. President Freeman, will you please present the report?
Absolutely, and I want to thank the Board of Trustees for their willingness to extend our time together to entertain these items, which are time sensitive from the standpoint of university operations, and allow us to move forward between now and the September board meeting. So thank you very, very much for your willingness to consider these items and your support of the university in that realm. Agenda item 7A was heard this morning in Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel. It is a recommendation for faculty tenure and promotion effective 21-22 for our new chair of biology, who was hired after the board considered the last list of tenured and promoted faculty. Dr. Gary Center came to NIU from the University of Texas San Antonio. I had the pleasure of meeting him at Husky Stadium for the band run and the student welcome event, and he is going to be a spectacular addition to our campus. And I will add that in addition to all of you trustees who are my bosses, he is my boss because my tenure home is in the Department of Biology as a professor. So the recommendation from the university is that the Board of Trustees approve this request for recommendation for faculty tenure and promotion for Dr. Gary Center.
All right. One thing before we address this here, Jake, Trustee Summer, you're not allowed to vote for tenure. So may I have a motion to approve?
So moved. Montel, Gales.
Is there a second?
Second, Herrera.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsema?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Abstain.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Agenda item 7B, external print services, was discussed in great detail as appropriate during the FACFO meeting. I know that since the initial presentation of that item in committee, Vice President Shania has been able to obtain some additional information to address questions that were raised by the trustees. And I'd like to give her an opportunity to add that information before I make the recommendation from the university. Vice President Shania?
Thank you, President Freeman. There was considerable discussion in the prior meeting about the ability of the university to follow up on commitments made by the proposed vendor. Following that discussion, Danielle Schultz confirmed that through internal audit, we have contract language. We have language in the contracts that we execute with vendors that we have the ability to call on our internal audit team to audit compliance with the contract. That was something that was not, I was not aware of in our prior conversation, but I want to put that forward on the record and offer that as a tool, as a commitment that on the university's behalf to ensuring and doing our part to work with our vendors and ensure compliance with the terms that we set forward.
Thank you for doing that research and adding that important additional information regarding the contract and our ability to audit vendor compliance. With that, the recommendation from the Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee is that Board of Trustees approve this request for external print services from the vendor R.R. Donnelley.
Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved, Barsema.
Second, Pritchard.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Yes, Trustee Barsema.
What's a fair expectation that the board should have on how often, not only this contract, but other contracts where we would have a similar concern? How often these would be looked at from an audit standpoint to make sure that the vendor is doing what we expected them to do? Is this an annual thing, a semi-annual, once during the life of the contract?
You know,
do you have any feel for that?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I referenced the process that currently exists to look at the adherence to contract terms. And we have built-in checkpoints, if you will, where there's either quarterly or semi-annual documentation. That's often, and in some cases, annual documentation that is required from the vendor. This contract has not been finalized, and I need to look at along with Brian Perry, we need to look at the terms that are being set forth. And I think based on what the typical documentation requirements are, that would allow us to come forward and say, you know, annually we would look at this, semi-annually, but we would look at something that made sense based on those documentation checkpoints that are built in.
Is this something that you can get back to the board on and let us know what your plan is going to be?
Yes.
And as I said, not only for this contract, but for other similar contracts of a similar, you know, ilk that we want to ensure that the vendor is doing what we expected them to do, both from a, you know, from a wage standpoint, as well as other conditions.
Yeah, I think for this one, if we do deploy that internal audit provision, that would be forgive the language, but it would be a lever that we would pull within our rights to ensure compliance. We do, again, as a matter of course, review the contracts and work with our vendors to look for assurance on a regular basis. So that's part of our regular process that is in place.
Trustee Butler.
But it would also require, though, that the contract had language that could allow you to end the contract if the internal audit had determined that there was a failure to perform the contract as stated. So that, I think, is what I'm concerned with and was the nature of my question to you earlier, which is, do we know what the language of the contract is? We don't know yet because it's not been drafted. But, you know, I would just like to see us, if there is a concern at the board level, but let's work that concern into the contract and make sure that the vendor is specifically agreeing to the terms as the board understands them. Which I just want to say to everybody, thank you very much for the common patient manner in which you considered my concerns. And I want to thank also the vice president who has been working with me for a couple of days now, sort of managing those concerns. And thank you for your upfront and forthright work with me on those issues.
Cool. Anybody else have any comments?
I will say this. You're a colleague and we respect you for your opinions, but it's also the law, so.
It's the law whether we like it or not. I like it, but it's still the law.
Okay. Any other discussion? Ms. Doyle, would you please call the question?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barcima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Agenda item 7C, campus mobile technology needs. As noted during the earlier discussion, this item refers to the purchase of laptops for our workforce. And the need is urgent, and the need to make the order is even more urgent because of challenges in supply chain. The Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee recommends Board of Trustees approval for the request of campus mobile technology needs for a purchase of about 250 laptops with up to $350,000 in total value.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Richard.
Second, Carrero.
We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion? Yes.
I just wanted to point out from the earlier vote, there was made mention that this was an IPAC related contract. I am not certain, but I do know that my firm provides IPAC equipment to universities, and they have also, you know, in the past provided equipment to Northern Illinois. So I will be abstaining on this issue.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know on that. Any other discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, could you please call the question?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barcima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Abstain.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Agenda item 7D, bank account signatory authorization. As explained earlier, reorganization and transitions within the treasury area have made it necessary to change the signatory authorization. The Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee recommends Board of Trustee approval for the request of bank account signatory authorization as described in the item.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Barcima.
Second, Gales.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Dunn, would you please call the question?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barcima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Agenda item 7E, Harper College University Center Strategic Partnership Agreement. This unique partnership was described in detail along with the financial arrangements for tuition revenue collection. The terms of the current partnership, as noted earlier, is 5 years with an initial 3-year term and an option to renew for 2 additional terms. The projected total in tuition share payments to Harper College over the 5-year agreement term is estimated to be $510,000. The Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee recommends board approval for the request of Harper College University Center Strategic Partnership Agreement.
Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved, Athus.
Second, Pritchard.
We have a motion. We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the question?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barcima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrera?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
This concludes the President's report.
Thank you, President Freeman. Are there any other matters requiring the attention of the board today? I'll take that as a no. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is September 23, 2021 at 9 a.m. The board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters as generally described under sections 2C, 1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under section 2C, 2 of the Open Meetings Act. Real estate matters as generally described under section 2C, 5, and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under sections 2C, 11, and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes matters as generally described under section 2C, 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Okay, thank you. We have a second from Trustee Butler. Ms. Doyle, would you please take a roll call vote to close the meeting?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barcima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrera?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes. The public meeting is now closed. The Board of Trustees has now, well, that will go and we go from closed session, so we're done.
Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Present.
Trustee Dennis Barcima?
Here.
Trustee John Butler?
Here.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrera?
Here.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Here.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Present.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Here.
I'd like to hear a motion to adjourn our meeting.
So moved.
All right. Second.
Montel makes the motion, and Veronica made the second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, would you please call the roll again?
Vice Chair Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barcima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrera?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Jacob Summer?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes. Motion carries, meeting's adjourned.